Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've noticed there are those who aren't Trump supporters, probably would not vote for Donald Trump, but seem to be just as disturbed about what's happening with this huge fine and judgment that Trump has to come up with before even being able to have an appeal or to have another judge look at what happened in that court case. Folks, I'm telling you, and the more that that happens, the more that voters across the country, whether they be registered Democrats, Republicans, or even independents, really begin to see that there is a concerted effort I'm just going to put it this way, maybe try to mess with our democracy. I think that's what they're doing. And, of course, our constitutional republic continues to endure and will endure despite all these things. And we're going to tell you all about that here this morning on the program. It's Wednesday. Can you believe it? It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We can start to see the weekend from here, and that's a pretty good thing. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've also got, of course, those brand new links from the Wizards at GCN, who distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. We got that live link that's there now that plays the show when it's live. And then, of course, when we're not live, plays the previous show in rotation. So you can definitely check that out. Take the program with you wherever you want to go. Welcome, by the way, to everybody listening on our home station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And we have a program for you this morning, my friends. It is chock full, as always. A lot happening out there, not just with Trump, but with a lot of other things having to do with what's happening in Israel. The remarks by Chuck Schumer, we've been talking about this since it occurred late last week, and there's still more ramifications about this. If you thought, my friends, that Chuck Schumer's speech from the Senate floor late last week was reprehensible, was inappropriate, was damaging, shall we say, as well, you ain't heard nothing yet from Chuck Schumer. We will tell you what he said. And we've also got more reaction to those who are really trying to stop Israel in its tracks. And that reaction is coming from a place, a sector, shall we say, that you might not expect. So we want you to stay tuned this morning because, as I said, it's chock full. We have so many things to talk about. I want to start this morning, though. I want to start this morning with this from Newsmax. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday declined to block a Republican-backed Texas law allowing state law enforcement authorities to arrest people suspected of crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, rejecting a request by President Joe Biden's administration. Now, of course, we've also been talking about this as it has been really front and center lately. And that is to say, what happens when the federal government, which by all accounts is in charge of international border security? In fact, it's incumbent upon the administration to enforce the border laws, as it were, for lack of a better term. It's incumbent upon the administration, whatever administration it might be, Republican or Democrat, to maintain the security of the United States of America. But what happens, my friends, when that administration, essentially the federal government, leading the federal government at that time, What happens when they abrogate their responsibility? What happens when they turn their backs and turn the other way and then try to literally, and I'm going to use a term here that that Ketanji Brown Jackson used to try to hamstring anybody else in state authority from being able to protect its own citizens, protect its own property, and protect its own integrity. You know, these are not unreasonable things, but they're made out to be by many in the media. They're made out to be by certain pundits or other, you know, people on other networks, shall we say, to try to make it look as though, you know, Texas and Governor Abbott, they are just usurping. They're usurping these. They're nullifying. I don't think there's any nullifying going on about this. In fact, we talked with our good friend Frank Silvato about this. You know, this is not a nullification, of which in many cases states have that ability, but this is a literally taking up the responsibility because somebody else, namely the federal government, abrogated it. They left it behind. They dropped it on purpose and then tried to go to the courts to make you unable to do anything. It's the most ridiculous thing, one of the most ridiculous things we've heard, you know, and you might say in a long time, well, maybe in the last 48 hours, because so many ridiculous things are happening these days. The administration had asked the justices to freeze a judicial order allowing Texas to, the Texas law to take effect while the U.S. government's challenge to the statute proceeds in the lower courts. The administration has argued that the law violates the U.S. Constitution. Very interesting. And federal law by interfering with the U.S. government's power to regulate immigration. It violates the U.S. Constitution. Well, I would submit that the Biden administration, again, by definition of the federal government at this point, is actually violating its constitutional responsibility because they refuse to do anything. And it's not that they're refusing to do something because they're unable to, that they are hamstrung in some sort of way. No, it's a choice. It's a definite choice because it's tied to a political agenda. So the court is saying this can proceed while all these other court machinations go by. But this is a big deal, folks. This is a big deal for Texas, for the country at this point. So I think everybody in Texas is probably pretty happy about this. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet.
All right, everybody. I have a question for you. My question is, what do guinea pigs have to do with wokeness? Yeah, you heard me right. No, I'm not losing my mind or anything. But now, what do guinea pigs have with wokeness? Well, I'm going to tell you here in a little bit. You will not believe it. This is how somehow it's being tied in to what we collectively know as wokeness. Great article I found earlier about this today. You will not. You will be laughing out loud, I'm sure. So no matter what you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you are working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you are a first responder, if you're up early with us here, if your day's just beginning, or if your day's just coming to an end, or if you're in the middle of everything this morning, we're glad that you're there. Glad to be along with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about. So, yes, we're going to talk more as we go through the program about the Supreme Court, letting the Texas law stand for now in order to go and arrest people who they suspect have come across the border illegally and then deport them. That is being let stand by the Supreme Court, as we were talking about in segment number one. We'll definitely be talking about that with Denise Simon this morning, and she comes on, of course, at the tail end of hour number two and then with us for most of hour number three. But at any rate, folks, welcome back, of course. We are going to take a look, too, in just a little bit at some of these different primaries that have gone on Tuesday So we definitely want to bring you up to date on that. And, well, I think we have some already. We've got, of course, what's happening right now in Arizona, the Republican primary. No big surprise there. Donald Trump, obviously, taking a massive lead, coming in at 76.8% so far, 19.8% for Nikki Haley. Ron DeSantis coming in at 1.7%. So that's going on there. Joe Biden, of course, also winning handily over Marianne Williamson. Nothing to write home about there. Illinois, Donald Trump, of course, also in the 80% range. Nikki Haley in the 14% range. Joe Biden, same basic thing, 91% to Marianne Williamson's 3.6%. So you kind of get the idea. Donald Trump also 75% in Kansas. Right now, so that's also very, interesting. Then, of course, in California's U.S. House 20th District Special Primary, it looks like Vince Fong is far and away right now. I don't think they've called this race yet, but he looks like he's got 40% to the next challenger's 26%. That's happening right now. In Ohio, looks like we've got for the Senate primary there, Bernie Moreno, far and away, they've called this race with 50.5% of the vote. Bernie Moreno, and I believe he was also a Trump-endorsed candidate. So that's what we know so far. We'll tell you more, of course, as we head through the program tonight. But also, we also know about this, and that is that this from the Telegraph, Iran may attack U.S. water supplies, warns the Biden administration. Iran is poised to attack U.S. drinking water supplies, the Biden administration has warned, amid rising tensions in the Middle East. Jake Sullivan, Joe Biden's national security advisor, sent a warning to state governors asking them to be on guard for potential cyber attacks on their critical infrastructure systems. The warning letter was co-authored by Michael Regan, the head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and made public on Tuesday. In it, they cited ongoing threats from hackers linked to the governments of China, to the governments of Iran and China, and warned hackers associated with both states have previously attacked water systems. Disabling cyber attacks or striking water and waste systems throughout the United States, the pair wrote, and they warned that the drinking water and wastewater systems were, quote, an attractive target for hackers because while they are a lifeline critical, they often lack the resources and technical capacity to protect themselves from potential attacks. It's not like we don't know that this is a valid threat. It seems like there should be, obviously, some more hardening, obviously, going on. Again, this is coming from the Biden administration. Obviously, any kind of massive attack, cyber attack, that is to say, that would shut down water treatment, water delivery, you know, whatever it might be, could cripple entire communities, if not whole cities. But at the same time, though, this is my angle. This is my worry about that. Obviously, you have to harden against attacks, no matter what they are, no matter what kind of attack, physical or cyber. But my worry in this primarily is that this kind of potentiality definitely, I think, drives more of the Biden administration policy and how they react to what's happening in Israel. Why else? You know, why else would this ramp up if not for the war going on between between Israel and Hamas? So again, you know, it's the and I think that, you know, typically you would say, well, real leaders are going to call the balls and strikes. They're going to call it the way they see it. They are not going to back down. They're going to have their unequivocal support for our staunchest ally in the Middle East, Israel. And let that be that. In other words, let the chips fall where they may. Well, I think the Biden administration has become so befuddled by the response that they've gotten from certain groups that are not supporting Israel, that in so many ways, you know, appear to be more or less on the side of Hamas, you know, when all is said and done, even if it's just now a de facto position because they are so dead set against Israel, that the Biden administration believes that they need to fix that because of poll numbers. They need to fix that because of the popularity. They need to fix that because it's an election year and they've got to retain power. So these kinds of things, you know, whereas I think typically the response should be, oh, yeah, well, we're just going to harden these systems. Oh, yeah, well, we're going to counter, you know, attack you in that sense. We're going to be proactive in how we go after you. But instead, and again, this is just my speculation based on the wholesale political motivations that this administration seems to have, that it might unfortunately drive more of a sort of a backing away from really supporting Israel the way that Israel needs to be supported. In fact, I think there was also an article. This was in The Independent, and this is kind of, as I mentioned in the intro today, there's a response about Israel that's coming from a sector that you might not, anticipate. But this from The Independent. Jewish stars, including Deborah Messing and Eli Roth, denounce Jonathan Glazer's Oscar speech. So evidently at the Oscars, Jonathan Glazer, who was accepting an Oscar for the best international film, made his comments, you know, likening what's happening right now, likening it basically to Auschwitz and the Nazis and their basic war against the Jews, essentially. But this from The Independent. Glazer was accepting the Oscar, as I was saying, for a movie about an Auschwitz commander and his wife who tried to build a dream life next to the camp. Okay. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst, Glazer said. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people, whether the victims of the October 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack in Gaza, all the victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist? He said. Well, there's a lot of pushback from people like Deborah Messing, Amy Pascal, and Jennifer Jason Leigh. And they said this, and I want to get this in right before we go to the break. They wrote a letter about this and made a statement. They said, we are Jewish creatives, executives, and Hollywood professionals. Said, we refute our Jewishness being hijacked for the purpose of drawing a moral equivalence between a Nazi regime and those that sought to exterminate a race of people and an Israeli nation that seeks to avert its own extermination. That's what they're talking about. See, they get it. And I'm telling you, folks, this is the kind of stuff we need to shout from the rooftops. It's about stopping an extermination. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. Administration officials are actively pursuing an agreement to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to increase humanitarian aid flowing to Gaza. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in. He will begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Edition is right here, right now, folks. Hour number one is well on its way, halfway through hour number one. And we're doing pretty good so far, I think. We're covering a lot and definitely want to hear from you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. As we are the nexus of news and politics overnight in America, and we want to know what you think. You can also head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, I haven't heard from Richard the Marine this morning, so I hope that everything is A-okay. But it's always great to hear from Richard. So if you're listening, Richard, Semper Fi. And welcome to everybody else, of course, listening to the program. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing this morning, we are glad, so glad to be along with you this morning. And again, just to wrap up from what we were talking about at the end of the last segment, this is pretty powerful stuff. You have some of these different actors and producers and directors in Hollywood that were absolutely just shaken and aghast by this particular person's speech. In their acceptance speech at the Oscars. I was not watching it at that time. I didn't actually see the speech happen at that moment. But this is, I think, very important because, again, what's needed in our society, what's needed in our world is to be able to have some kind of common foundation. And what's happened, especially with so many in the far left and so many of the things that we've seen happen over recent years, but even decades at this point. And that is you rip apart those foundations, those commonalities that we really have, to where now, well, now you're just going to start comparing Israel to the Nazis. So why not? And again, it's so intensely offensive that you can hardly put it into words. But, and again, these members of the Hollywood elite there that actually wrote that statement, in this instance, right, I think they've got it right. They're saying, look, you know, this is about stopping the extermination, the eradication of the state of Israel, right? And they went on to say some pretty important things as well. They say the use of the words like occupation to describe an indigenous Jewish people defending a homeland that dates back thousands of years and has been recognized as a state by the United Nations distorts history. It gives credence to the modern blood libel that fuels a growing anti-Jewish hatred around the world, in the United States and in Hollywood. The current climate of growing anti-Semitism only underscores the need for the Jewish state of Israel, a place which will always take us in, as no state did during the Holocaust depicted in Mr. Glazer's film. So this is pretty strong stuff. They go on to say, every civilian death in Gaza is tragic. Well, of course it is. But Israel is not targeting civilians, they write. It is targeting Hamas. The moment Hamas releases the hostages and surrenders is the moment this heartbreaking war ends. This has been true since the Hamas attacks on October 7th. So now, and again, I'm not trying to be funny here at all. But what I will say is that, you know, this particular statement sounds like this would be right at home in virtually any GOP speech, you know, from a GOP politician, whether that be Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, whether it be any particular politician or even talk show host for that matter. That kind of statement seems to be right at home. And that's because it's real. It's absolutely real. And this goes to my point. If we are going to be so divided on the most fundamental things of what happened and why there's a response and who is responsible for this, well, we might, if we're going to be so divided on those things, it may just be game over. But I'm not willing to accept that. I know that you're not willing to accept that. And we are going to continue to bring things out like this as much as necessary, because this war does need to come to an end. Vladimir Putin could turn around and go back to Moscow tomorrow. The war would end. But until then, you have to fight on. You have to make sure that, you know, these kinds of things won't stand, and you have to find the right way to do it. And I don't think it's the way Jake Sullivan was describing it yesterday. And we had a clip yesterday from Jake Sullivan. You know, again, this almost paying lip service to the idea of, well, we want an enduring defeat of Hamas and this kind of stuff. You know, but then we want the two-state solution, and we're going to continue to impose all this predetermined or preconceived notions onto this region again and again and again, and then say, well, you know, they didn't do it right, something else went wrong, and eventually it'll be some other administration's problem, right? That's exactly that's just the tack that they take. They're not trying to actually stop this in the grand sense. But what they are doing is they're going to attack and criticize Benjamin Netanyahu completely, as if he is solely the problem in this. Because I will tell you this, every single time, at least in my experience, my opinion, my observation, is every single time Israel decides that it's going to finally, we'll do the olive branch again, yes, we'll give up some more land for peace, yes, we're going to do this, yes, we're going to do that, it only leads to more disaster. So don't forget when people tell you, well, they're occupying Gaza and they're doing what the Nazis do and all this kind of stuff. Remind those people that they actually ceded the area of Gaza to the Palestinians. And the Palestinians were certainly not going to, or the Palestinians who essentially helped to put Hamas in power. Hamas is not interested in making that a palatial wonderland to live in. They're making it a launching point. As we saw, this is all so obvious. But yet, we've got to go through these machinations, especially in terms of where the administration and their campaign is going. This from Washington Examiners. We want to wrap up the subject here in just a moment before we go to the break. Israel's future could well be over, quote-unquote, without U.S. support, Schumer says, in defense of his controversial speech. Yeah, so the reaction, the calls to resign, all those things, well, that wasn't going to, deter Chuck Schumer one little bit. And I think, folks, they're getting to this point where they believe we're just going to overtly say what we say in the cloakroom. We're just going to overtly say what we say in private. Our new policy is going to be to destroy the old policy. And we're going to do it in the open. Because the time has come. This kind of stuff, right? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat out of New York, is defending his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, pointing to his Jewish identity and detailing the precarious situation Israel finds itself in. And, of course, as we know, in the speech on the Senate floor last week, Schumer, the United States' highest-ranking Jewish official, called for Israel to conduct new elections and said Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way. In an interview with the New York Times, the Democrat leader said the goal of his speech was to say you can still love Israel and feel strongly about Israel and totally disagree with Bibi Netanyahu and the policies of Israel. Somewhere I can hear Benjamin Netanyahu saying, don't call me Bibi. He said his Jewish faith motivated him to stand up for Jews and Israel and speak out against the prime minister who he believes is Israel's global reputation. He risks their global reputation. I said to myself, this may hurt me politically. This may help me politically. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I didn't go do it. Basically is what he's saying. But again, the idea that somehow Israel, that their future, what is this now? Their future could well be over without U.S. support. Well, my gosh, this thing just escalated like you would not believe. In terms of the rhetoric, in terms of what these, I guess, messages, for lack of a better term, coming from the U.S. government regarding our staunchest ally in the Middle East, I don't know, folks. Not good. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the coolest things about doing this program is that we get to enjoy a lot of different kinds of music, and especially in this segment of the program, hour number one, hour number two, if you're new to the broadcast, we love to play a great song, keep everybody kind of moving through the morning, the overnight, the wee hours of the mornings, whatever you want to call it. We keep you moving and grooving, obviously, through the night. And we're starting to sort of solidify some concepts here about what we're doing. Oh, and by the way, thanks to Richard the Marine. Just heard from him during the break, by the way. He wrote in via KyleWarrenShow.com. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Thank you for the shout. Well, my pleasure. He says, all good here and enjoying your show today. 47 degrees and cloudy. Simplify Richard. We'll simplify right back at you, Richard. Of course, Richard the Marine, listening in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And so, as I said, you know, we're looking at, you know, solidifying a few concept things here in terms of what kind of music we're playing and when we play it. We've got Country Music Monday. And yesterday we had a request from Lucy listening on 9:30, The Answer in Sarasota. And she wanted to hear some Marshall Tucker songs. And then so we came up with Times 2 Tuesday. so that we'll play a song in hour number one and then the same artist but a different song in hour number two. For Wednesdays, Driver Ron had a great idea calling it Rewind Wednesday. I love it. I think that's what we'll do. And then, Ron, I got to tell you, if you're listening, I got to tell you, great minds think alike, because I was thinking Throwback Thursday as well. I was thinking Throwback Thursday. Yeah, where we can sort of go a little bit, you know, deeper into music history there. And so we're going to continue to have a lot of fun. But, of course, again, we keep you moving through the morning. We also take a look at the national weather scene to see what's happening out there and maybe give you a heads up on a couple of things. But here we are. It's Wednesday morning, Rewind Wednesday morning. And let's do something a little different than we've done. This is actually a pretty cool song. It goes back into about the mid-'80s. And it's by a group called Duran Duran, and it's called Is There Something I Should Know?
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
There's something I should know. And in so many respects, they are a pretty cool group, you know. And they put out a lot of cool things. And especially back, obviously, their heyday was in the early into mid-'80s. And they've continued going on. I know one of the band members there, I think, had some terrible medical issues. But I don't think is with us at this point. I have to go check. But Duran Duran is you know, one of those kind of quintessential groups. They had very distinctive sound, and they kind of came on at a time, especially when music videos were such a big deal back then, and the success of your song was almost based as much on the visuals of your music video than it was with the music. So it was a very different sort of changing time. And some would say that's not such a great thing, right? Because a lot of times, you know, especially when in albums would come out, there were no videos, you know, things had to sort of happen in your own head as you listen to the music and interpret it. And then videos kind of place that particular vision in your head. But I'll say one thing before we check out the weather here. I remember watching things like Duran Duran and other music videos on a show back in the day called Night Tracks. You know, we had MTV, but we also had Night Tracks. And I remember, you know, well into the Friday night, Saturday night, sit there watching Night Tracks. And then many years later, I'll let you in on this, when I met Mrs. Professor, she was from Michigan, of course, and they didn't really have MTV in their area, but they did have Night Tracks, so we had that in common, so something to build on there. All right, so, and of course, so many years later, we're still together, me and Mrs. Professor. But I'll tell you this, this from the National Weather Service, lake effect snow continues downwind of Lake Ontario before developing low pressure system spreads snowfall east into the northern New England tomorrow. Light to moderate snow enters the northern plains midweek and pushes into the upper Midwest on Thursday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return to the southern plains and western Gulf Coast. So be aware of that, everybody. A lot of stuff happening out there. We'll take a quick look at our precipitation out there if we see a whole lot here on the radar map. And we really don't see a whole lot of precipitation as it goes. But near Sioux City, Iowa right now, they've got rain, and this is going to continue a little bit northwest into northeastern Nebraska. And then it's also going to continue southwest down into Iowa, but it's not going to stretch as far as Des Moines by a long shot right now. So you got that going on. There's snow across the mid part of the, speaking of Michigan, everybody, the mid part of the mitt there in Michigan. Now this is going to be just north of Grand Rapids, up through Big Rapids, Reed City. It's going to stretch over to Mount Pleasant and over to Bay City as well. So you definitely got that happening right now. And then let's see here, some scattered rain mixed with snow throughout western Pennsylvania and a little bit in central Pennsylvania north of Harrisburg, Rhode Island, south of Rhode Island. You've got some rain coming in there right now. That's what we're seeing there. And that's kind of what we're seeing in terms of any real precipitation that's happening right now in the lower 48. So hopefully you've got some clear weather, some clear driving, clear flying, whatever it is that you're doing. Be careful out there, though, at all times, no matter the weather, because we want you to get there in one piece. And, folks, thanks for listening here. Hour number one is getting ready to come to a close, but we're climbing up to the top of the hour. We'll do our top of the hour news, get updated on everything, come back here, and we'll talk about everything. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. Hour number one of the Wednesday edition is now officially in the books.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.